They buried Michael Courtney in the churchyard of Mortomme, in the section reserved for the de Thierry family. They buried him that night by lantern light. His brother officers dug his grave, and the padre who should have married them said the office for the burial of the dead over him. I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. Santaine was in the arm of her father, with a black lace covering her face. Anna took her other arm, holding her protectively. Santaine did not weep. After those screams had silenced, there had been no tears. It was as though her soul had been scorched by the flames into a Saharan dryness. Oh, remember not the sins and offences of my youth. The words were remote, as though spoken from the far side of a barrier. Michel had no sin, she thought. He was without offence, but yes, he was too young. Oh, Lord, too young. Why did he have to die? Sean Courtney stood opposite her across the hastily prepared grave, and a pace behind him was his Zulu driver and servant, Sangane. Santaine had never seen a black man weep before. His tears shone on his velvety skin like drops of dew running down the petals of a dark flower. Man that is born of a woman hath but a short time to live, and is full of misery. Santaine looked down into the deep muddy trench, at the pathetic box of raw deal, so swiftly knocked together in the squadron workshop, and she thought, that is not Michel. This is not real. It is still some awful nightmare. Soon I will wake, and Michel will come flying back, and I will be waiting with Nuage on the hilltop to welcome him. A harsh, unpleasant sound roused her. The general had stepped forward, and one of the junior officers had handed him a spade. The clods rattled and thumped on the lid of the coffin, and Santaine looked upwards, not wanting to watch. Not down there, Michel, she whispered behind the dark veil. You don't belong down there. For me, you will always be a creature of the sky. For me, you will be always up there in the blue. And then... Au revoir, Michel. Till we meet again, my darling. Each time I look to the sky, I will think of you.